AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. On social media, President Trump says NATO should help the U.S. acquire Greenland, and anything less is unacceptable. Vice President J.D. Vance is scheduled to host Danish and Greenlandic officials for talks today. This is what the president said on Monday on Air Force One.
If we don't take Greenland, Russia or China will take Greenland, and I am not going to let that happen.
Is there any deal they can offer you?
Yeah, sure. I'd love to make a deal with them. It's easier. But one way or the other, we're going to have Greenland.
Tuta Mikkelsen lives in Greenland.
I think he's just trying to scare us about saying that Russians and Chinese ships is around Greenland. It's probably not true. I don't believe it.
Greenland is a semi-autonomous territory of NATO ally Denmark. A week after the shooting death of a woman by an ICE agent, tensions are still high in Minneapolis.
Days of demonstrations against ICE agents and a new lawsuit have left Minnesota tense. Federal officers spraying eye irritant and tear gas at activists Tuesday in Minneapolis. Students walking out of a school in a Minneapolis suburb protesting the Trump administration's bold immigration sweeps. Minneapolis and its two largest cities are suing the government to try to halt or limit the enforcement surge that led to the fatal shooting of Renee Good last week in Minneapolis. Now there's more fallout. At least five federal prosecutors from the local U.S. Attorney's Office have resigned amid turmoil over how the government is handling her death. A Justice Department official saying Wednesday there's no basis for a criminal civil rights investigation. However, an FBI probe of Good's death is ongoing. I'm Julie Walker.
Attorney General Pam Bondi says the search of a Washington Post reporter's home was done at the Pentagon's request as part of a leak investigation. This is AP News. The UK is easing away from implementing a full digital ID card system.
The idea had been that mandatory digital ID cards could help control immigration. Watering down the policy is the latest U-turn by Prime Minister Keir Starmer's embattled centre-left government, which is under fire from both opposition politicians and governing Labour Party lawmakers. Officials confirmed on Wednesday that it won't be compulsory for citizens and residents to show a digital ID card in order to get a job. The government says detailed plans for digital cards will be set out following a full public consultation, which will be launched shortly. Starmer had announced in September that you will not be able to work in the UK if you do not have a digital ID card. It's as simple as that. I'm Charles Diledesma.
A construction crane fell onto a moving passenger train in Thailand, causing a derailment that killed at least 32 people. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.